Right now, it is time once again to welcome in Christine Geverett from Crescendo. By the way, more information on Crescendo is always available at worldclassmusic.org. Right now, we're going to talk about a couple of events that are coming up on the 26th and 27th of October. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
First of all, how's your finger?
Oh, much better. Thank you. I cut myself trying to open a coconut, trying to be environmentally more conscious, and that didn't go so well. But my finger's healing. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'm glad it's healing because Bach and Handel coming up with your concerts.
Hand, yes. Yes, correct. It's Crescendo's 15th anniversary. Anniversary, Marshall. Can you believe it?
We're getting older, Christine, both of us.
I know. So we are very excited, of course. And these two composers are just the best of the best. So it's a great celebration. We have a larger chorus, and we're very, very happy to be able to offer this to our community because these two works are big works. As big, Marshall, that we have to contract a stage extension in St. James Place in Great Barrington because we would not fit on the stage. So this is how much fun this will be. So we will present two of the large choral orchestral works with soloists of these two composers. And people who follow the British monarchy or just really like the Messiah, you will get a blast. The coronation anthems by George Frederick Handel are performed not so often because they actually require more instruments than the Messiah. And so we have three trumpets and timpani, two oboes, two bassoons, and three violins instead of two. So it's a large group, very, very festive. And these pieces have become wildly famous and popular even when Handel composed them. And Handel composed them at a moment, actually, that was difficult in his life because he had a patron who brought him to England from Germany, George the First. And it was the moment that George the First died and George the Second was crowned as a monarch. And he composed these coronation anthems for this occasion. And by then, Handel himself enlarged the royal chapel, the orchestra, and the chorus greatly. And it was bigger even than what we are going to present now, because that would really not fit on stage, which is unusual. In Baroque times, the choruses and orchestras tended to be smaller than what they are nowadays. In any case, these works you've heard pretty much at every coronation ever since. And they have four anthems, and they are sung entirely by the chorus. The chorus voices are divided up to seven voices in parts. So it's very exciting and festive. And the texts are from the King James Bible, so they talk about very interesting and also an actual subject. They talk about blessing the ruler and blessing his wisdom. When you look at these old texts, they're actually wonderful. And every ruler nowadays could use a little bit of that wisdom and that very sincere wishing for a wise and generous leader. It's really wonderful celebration. So it's not stuffy old monarchy. It's in the contrary. It brings out the really, really good parts of a coronation. Or you could think about when a president is sworn in and there is some very festive music. Perhaps it's somewhat comparable. So Bach's coronation anthems are a real, real masterpiece. Very, very virtuosic. They have very little solo, but then the second piece in our program is Bach's Magnificat. For anybody who is familiar with Bach's works, the Magnificat is a very special piece, also for a very large cast as well, three trumpets and timpani, and traversi, the wooden transverse flutes as well, and the full string and continuo group. But the Magnificat has probably one of the most spectacular and dramatic choruses in Bach's works. It's Magnificat is a very old church setting text. It is Mary's song, is when she realizes that she is bearing the Son of God. Whatever you think about that religious aspect of it, it's a moment of exaltation and of utter exuberance about the divine. It's a very special text, but the way Bach set this in music is absolutely spectacular. He composed this at the beginning of his tenure in Leipzig, and very rarely for Johann Sebastian Bach, he composed this in Latin. Most of Bach's works are in German, and rarely Bach writes in Latin, so this is a very special work. And also what is unusual for Bach works is that it's for five voices. Generally, the chorus is four voices, and Bach writes the most elaborate and fascinating settings and counterpoint for four voices. That was what was more usual in those times. And this is written for five voices. So it's, again, a spectacular work. It's a work that will showcase the soloist as well between these very dramatic choruses, which in a way are comparable with opera choruses. The chorus is just really expressing a very dramatic reflection of some of these texts. The central chorus of it, Fecit Potentiam, the chorus explodes really into a show of power that he will destitute the powerful and disperse the rich, dispersit, he will scatter them. So basically it's this text where also social justice is talked about in that same moment, and that is the centerpiece of the whole Magnificat, a spectacular chorus. And I was starting to talk about them solely. There is solos. Of course, the soprano voice is showcased because obviously the figure of Mary, the female aspect, is strongly represented. We are very lucky to have back, excuse me, with Crescendo, one of the most spectacular sopranos in the early music world, Dr. Julianne Baird, who has sung for Crescendo and, of course, in many, many productions. She has hundreds of CDs recorded. She is, as I like to call her, the goddess of early music. She sings Handel and Bach and early composers, in my opinion, better than anybody else in this country. And not only in my opinion, she's really hailed and has had an incredible career. So we are really, really happy to have her back. So there are soprano arias, alto arias we will have back, countertenor Nicolas Tamagna, who is having a very, very wonderful career in Europe, singing mostly Handel as well other works as an opera, a Baroque opera countertenor there. So we're also very happy. Nicolas Tamagna has been a soloist for us as well for many years now. In fact, Julianne Baird first introduced him as her protege years ago to Crescendo, so it was a wonderful connection. Tenor is Philip Anderson as well, a fantastic early tenor from New York City, as well as a new tenor for Crescendo, Joseph Charles Beutel, wonderful new figure in our cast, who is also based in New York City and has done a career all over the United States and gotten reviews from Opera News and so forth. Actually, Joseph has also performed in Europe, Asia, and South America. So, and we have our wonderful period instrument soloists from Boston, our period brass players, and string players from, as well, Boston and New York City. So it's really a wonderful cast.
Well, what's interesting about it is you call it magnificent coronation anthems. Here in the United States, every time the President of the United States is introduced in a public place, they play Hail to the Chief.
Yes.
And that is, it may be small, but that is definitely a coronation anthem.
It's true that every culture associates some music, right, with these very, very festive occasions. And yes, in England and Europe, the coronation anthems are really special and they're so celebratory. And the truth is that they are not performed as often as they could be for the same reason. As they are very festive, they require larger forces. Yeah. And very simply, for a normal season of a musical organization, it's a budget question to hire so many musicians, and you want to hire the best musicians. So for a 15th anniversary, it's very fitting that we're able to hire this bigger cast and have these wonderful concerts. So they are not to be missed.
October 26th, St. James Place, which is beautiful and at Great Barrington. October 27th at, of course, Trinity Church in Lakeville. Both show times are set for 4 o'clock. Tickets are available online at worldclassmusic.org. But also, if you go to our on-demand page and go to this interview, you can click on the links that will take you right to where you can purchase tickets as well. Once again, Christine, take care of that finger in it and have fun at these two concerts on the 26th and 27th.
Thank you very much. We hope to see many of you there and come and celebrate with Crescendo.
All right. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Christine Geverett from Crescendo. Once again, more information, worldclassmusic.org.